Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we're up to parak tes, Mishnah Dalet. Hanosin Semer Letzaba, if you give wool to a dyer to dye for you, v'ktichatu yora, and he burns it in his attempt to dye it, nosin l'dmeit samro, he has to pay you for your wool. Tzva o cha'ur, if he dyed it in a bad way, so and he wants to get paid for it even though he did a horrible job, so the wool is worth a little more than it was worth before. So ima shevach yisrael yitzia, if the improvement to the value costs more, is more significant than the expenses he had in making that improvement, you only have to pay for his expenses. But if the expenses were more than the improvement of value, then you give the shevach. You hired him to make it red and he dyed it black, or vice versa, that he has to pay the owner the value of the wool, because he just ruined your wool. Rabbi Yehuda, from your perspective, even though it may be perfectly beautiful, but it's not what you were looking for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it all depends which one was more valuable, the expense incurred or the increase in value, and you always pay the lesser of those two amounts. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, Hagozel Chaver Shavu Pruta. If a person steals something that's worth a Shavu Pruta from someone else, v'nish below, and he swears that he didn't steal it, and then later after that he admits that he really did. So Yelchenu Achrav Filu Madai, he has to bring that thing that he stole even to Madai, meaning you have to bring the item to the owner of the item as a fulfillment of your chiyuv to return it. Liten lo livno v'lo l'shlucho, you can't give it to his son or to his shliach, and ask him to give it to the guy. No, you have to give it to the guy himself. That's your requirement. But what you can do is you can give it to a shliach Beis Din, and they'll hold it on behalf of the owner. That's a takanas hashavim that they did to make it a little easier to do tshuva. The meis yachzu liyarshav. If the guy dies, then the ganav just pays the money to has to return the item to the yarshim. But again, he's got to return the actual item itself. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a person gives wool to a dyer and he ruins it, he has to pay you for the wool. If he does dye it but doesn't do such a great job, you pay the lesser amount of the yetziah or the shevach. And if you ask him to dye it one color, he dyed it a different color. So Rabbi Meir says he has to pay you for your wool, and Rabbi Yehuda says he just has to, you have to pay the lesser of the two amounts, either the yetziah or the shevach. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if someone steals a shevach pruta and he swears that he didn't, and then he admits it later on, he has to chase the guy down as far as he has to go with the item, even all the way to Madai, to return the item itself. And you can't give it to somebody else unless, except for the Shliach Beis Din, because that's the Takanas Hashavim. And if the guy dies, then you have to return it to his Yarshim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.